Hopefully everybody can hear me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning, everybody who is joining us via YouTube and Facebook. All of you that have had the chance to come home to enjoy the holiday and now you're joining us online. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. For those of you who are seeing us for the first time, we are a Bible-believing, Bible-based church in West Philadelphia. Our pastor is Jonathan E. Ford. Amen. 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 Let us rejoice in this morning for all of you who are out there as we think about this Thanksgiving season. Because for many of us, even though we're still dealing with COVID, we finally had an opportunity to sit down with our families. And not just our immediate family, our immediate household, but we had relatives come in. We got to see each other. We got to enjoy our families. Thank God that despite all that is going on, He's allowed us to come together to enjoy our families. Amen? Amen. 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 If we can all stand, those of you who are in the sanctuary, and even those of you that are at home, so we can pray that our hearts and minds will be prepared so that we can receive the Word of God. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for preparing a word for us this morning. Write that word on the fleshy tables of our heart. Lord, a word that we can hold on to. A word that defeats the fear of this word. The fear of this world. Give us that word. Give us a word that we can trust in. Lord Jesus, you are our rock. Encourage us in our hearts and minds that our faith would be increased so that we would hold on to you and make it through all that is going on. So that, Lord, we would mature as Christians. That as we would go out each day, we could be just like Paul, shaking off a snake bite. Because we're not worried anymore. We thank you, Christ Jesus. Lord, for you have provided for us. Lord, you have protected us. Lord, you've made a way for us to read and hear your word. Thank you, Christ Jesus. We thank you for this day, O Lord. Bless our pastor right now. Anoint his heart, his mind, his tongue to deliver the word that you have prepared for us, that we would be edified. That we would be unified. That we would get in your presence, Christ Jesus. Cut through the stress and strife of our day right now. Settle the things that are going on in our hearts and minds right now. That we could receive your word and meditate on it. And be renewed, refreshed, and restored. By the word that we hear this morning. Thank you for allowing us to assemble, Christ Jesus. Thank you for our families. Thank you for allowing us to see our loved ones and to rejoice in your name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do now is I will read our scripture for this morning. For those of you that are in the sanctuary, you want to turn to Proverbs. Proverbs 15, for those of you at home, the same. And even if you're at home, if you would just remain standing while we read God's word, we'll be reading out of Proverbs chapter 15. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read out a King James Version. And the Word of God reads as follows. All the days of the afflicted are evil. But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stallied ox or stalled ox and hatred therewith. Excuse me, a stalled ox. But we know what it is. It's where the big muscular thing won't move. A stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May that word we just read get down in on us. Amen. Amen. With that, I am going to move out of your way so that we can hear from our pastor and be blessed with the sermon that the Lord has placed in his heart. Amen. Our pastor, Jonathan Ford.
Hey, good morning and God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I echo the sentiments from our deacon, Ty. What a wonderful time we've had on this past week, especially spending time with our families, our loved ones, both far and near. We thank God for that opportunity. We thank God for the wonderful worship we had on last Sunday. Thank God for the Family and Friends Day and all who were out and participating in it. We really want to thank God for our online audience as well for hanging in there last Sunday. We realized we went slightly over the time limit, and thank God, but many of you stayed online and stayed connected for the entirety of the service, and for that we greatly, greatly appreciate you. So with that in mind, I have prepared a short and simple sermon for this Sunday as we're all now making our way out of the holiday season and getting back to the normal routines of life. So it is my intent not to hold you that long this Sunday morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I have a sermon coming out of the Gospel of St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 21 through 24. I'm going to invite you to turn there with me. We'll also add to the witness out of 1 John, the 5th chapter, and verse 14. What a real privilege it was on last Sunday to have with us Pastor Jeffrey Gibbs, Jr., and what an insightful word he brought forth for us, dealing with the man, the demonic man, living in the tombs, and how Christ delivered him and sent him to go where Christ himself was not allowed. And so I hope you did your homework. He asked us to reflect on that all week, and so I know I did. And coming out of that and moving forward in Mark's account of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, we now look at this short passage, which is the kind of the preamble, if you will, to the story, the healing of Jairus's daughter. So if you have it, again, Mark the 5th chapter, verse 21. And again, we'll add to the witness out of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Okay? It says, now when Jesus has crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was again by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell on his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. And so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Amen. Let's add to the witness out of 1 John. The first epistle of John, the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, it says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Amen. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This morning, I just want to frame this short portion of the story of the healing of Jairus' daughter. Just want to title this sermon, "How to Submit a Proper Prayer Request." How to submit a proper prayer request. Amen. Our Father, which in heaven, we thank you for the privilege we have today to once again fellowship with one another and also in your presence gathered here in this place. We thank you for those that are assembled here in the tabernacle, as well as those that are joining us online from afar. God, we invite your presence in, that you might be the dweller among us, God, that we might call you Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, we invite you in because we need you in, because thou alone has the words of eternal life. So speak to us, Holy Spirit, out of the sacred book, and cause your word and your truth to be implanted in our hearts, that we might be changed and conformed to the likeness and image of God's very own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. How to submit a proper prayer request. In the day and times in which we live, in which so much of our business transactions, educational transactions, whatever they are, so many of it is confined to an online form. And in order to have a successful application, you must learn to submit that form properly. Because if you skip a field or don't provide the required information, or if it's not in the format that that field requires, your application or your form will be unsuccessfully submitted or not submitted at all. Sometimes they won't even give you the submit button because you're missing data, or it's not in the right field, or some of the values are off. And so understanding that in our world would also be helpful, how that applies in God's world, and that there is a proper way to submit a prayer request. Amen. And so I'm just going to highlight the 6 steps, and Jairus demonstrates them for us just here in these few verses. Just as we get started, let me lay them out up front, and then we'll take it point by point. The first thing you must do in order to submit a proper prayer request is you must first come to Jesus. The first thing you got to do, if you're going to submit a prayer request to Jesus, you must first come to Jesus. And after you come to Jesus, then you must humble yourself before Jesus. Okay? First, you got to come to him. Then you got to humble yourself before him. Thirdly, you must worship Jesus. Okay? Come to him, humble yourself before him, and then worship him. Okay? Fourthly, you must state the situation clearly to Jesus. And notice what I put in parentheses, that is not for him, but for you. Okay? I don't know how many times I've engaged folks and I've asked them, well, tell me what the situation is. They can tell you everything else but what the situation is. They can go all the way around the barn but never say, this is what's going on. So you've got to learn to state the situation clearly to Jesus, understanding that Jesus is not slow of hearing or slow of understanding. He already knows, but it's so that you can know, okay? So you got to state the situation clearly, and then you've got to make your request of Jesus. State the situation plainly to Jesus, not for Jesus, but for you, and then make your request of Jesus. If you're going to do all of this to come in his presence, don't leave and not ask for what it is you need. And then last, point number six, put your faith in Jesus. Okay? Put your faith in Jesus. Let's go ahead and look at the story, and we'll use the actions of Jairus, the leader of this particular synagogue on the northwestern shore of Galilee, to help us highlight those points and to help us understand how to properly submit a prayer request. Verse 21 says, now when Jesus crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was once again by the sea. Again, picking up from where we left off last Sunday, Jesus goes, crosses over the Sea of Galilee, and he is confronted as he comes off the boat by a man possessed by demonic spirits. Okay? Again, our pastor Gibbs did an outstanding job of telling that story and its application to our lives. And so what we find now is that after they have asked Jesus to leave, and after Jesus has told the demonic man who is now delivered, who asked to go with him, Jesus refuses him entry to the boat. Say, no, you cannot go with me. But you do have an assignment. And that is, go into your home and to your surrounding hometown and tell them what the Lord has done for you. Okay? So he leaves with that. And now, because the people have asked him to go, he now re-enters the boat and now crosses back over to the other side. Okay, so we're just, this is just a day in the life of Jesus. Okay, so now he's on the other side, and we see here he's back, and now there is greater receptivity on this side of the Galilee. There is greater support for Jesus. When he crossed over to the region of Gadarenes, it was only one guy that met him. He crosses back over, and now there are thousands waiting by the seashore, right? Because they heard Christ was coming. So here we are. Now, verse 22 says, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. So the first thing in submitting a proper prayer request is that we have to realize that we must first come to Jesus. Okay? It says, behold, one of the rulers of the synagogues came. Okay? He left the worship center. He left the place of his authority and came to where Jesus was. As a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus was the head of the local Jewish worshiping community. He was entrusted by the elders with the general oversight and worshiping of the synagogue and all of its services. Okay? So he had an important job at the local church. But the text tells us that in spite of his position and in spite of his authority and in spite of the habit of Jesus to always go to the synagogue on the Sabbath, Jairus came to where Jesus was. Are you with me this Sunday? I want you to get the weight of this point, because some things in your life can't wait till Sunday. I wish I had a real church. A real church would help me. Some things you can't wait for Sunday. You can't wait to get to the church. You can't wait to get around your prayer partner. You can't wait to get in the Word. Sometimes you gotta call Jesus right now. As you read this story, Jairus' daughter was at the point of death. He realized, I can't wait for the Sabbath to bring her out and see if Jesus will pray for her. He said, no, I got to go and see Jesus right now. So he tells us he came to Jesus. Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, you come to me. You make the first step. Jesus said, you come to me. He said, I'll come to you and I'll give you rest. In order to submit a proper prayer request, it begins by coming to Jesus. And here's a footnote, and that is better than sending someone to Jesus in your place. I wish I had a real church. Did you hear what I said? Coming to Jesus is better than sending someone to Jesus in your place. Don't wait till Sunday and don't send someone else with your issue. Are you with me this Sunday? The Irish got it right. He said, no, I got to go myself. And it also tells us there in verse 22, it says, and when he saw him, he sees Jesus. He sees the multitude that is surrounding him now that he's come back to this side of Galilee. And his immediate reaction, the text says, he fell at his feet. He didn't run up to him and begin to jump into the business of the day. He didn't run up to him and ask him, are you coming on the Sabbath to preach? He didn't jump right into his prayer request. The very first thing he did when he comes in the presence of Jesus is he falls at his feet. You're going to submit a proper prayer request. One of the first things you must do is to humble yourself in the presence of Jesus. Jairus humbled himself before Jesus, even before making his request. 1 Peter 5:6 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due season, God will exalt you. Some of our challenges we face today, even in our prayer life, is we are too prideful when we pray. And we pray almost as if God owes it to us to deliver us out of our situation. We fail to realize that God sits up high and we sit down below. We fail to realize that there is a gulf between us and God. God is not our friend. God is not our buddy. God is not a puppet for us to manipulate for what we want. And so if you're going to submit a proper prayer request, you must first understand you've got to humble yourself in the presence of Jesus. Am I helping anybody this Sunday? Verse 23 picks up and says, after falling at his feet, it says, Jairus begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. After falling at his feet, Jairus begged him earnestly. And that's just another way that he said, after he humbled himself, he simply went into worship of Jesus Christ. similar to the man in the tombs of Gadarene. Mark 5 says when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. How is it that the evil spirits and the demonic spirits of this world know better how to come into the presence of God than God's own children? We come in standing up. We come in prideful. We come in expecting God to be available whenever we call. We fail to remember that he ought to be worshipped. We fail to remember that we ought to make ourselves lower and in the process exalt the name of the Lord our God. We fail to worship. We fail to consider how worthy God is of all of the praise. The Iron said, yeah, I got an urgent request, but I've got to do it. I got to submit my request in a proper manner. And I understand that I got to come where Jesus is. And I understand that I've got to humble myself. I got to bring my important self down. And then I've got to remember to worship Jesus. Psalms 96 and 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all you of the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Yeah, he's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our praise. Regardless of our situation, regardless of our predicament, regardless of our issues, God is worthy to be praised. So Jairus worshiped Jesus. So now here we are. Now we've come to Jesus. Now we have humbled ourselves before Jesus. And now we've remembered that we ought to worship Jesus. And so now we're at the point in the process where you need to state the situation clearly to Jesus. Remembering that this is not for Jesus's benefit, but for ours. Are you with me? And so Jairus says it just the way it is. He says, my little daughter lies at death's door. There it is. He said, Jesus, here it is. This is the situation. Boom, here it is. My daughter is dying. And there it is. And so here it is. Exodus 6 and 7, get this. He says, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. God said, look, I understand the situation. I know exactly what Pharaoh and the Egyptians are doing. But I want you to get this, I want you to state it plainly out of your own mouth so that you can know what the real deal is. Look at somebody and say, tell them what the real deal is. Because God wants you to know how bad the situation really is, so that when he brings you up and when he brings you out, I wish I had my real church, then you can say, like Israel, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, I said it out of my own mouth. I knew exactly how bad it was. I knew exactly how deep down I was. But thanks be to God. He rescued. Yeah, yeah, state it plain. Don't get it twisted. Just tell him the real deal. Not so that he can know, but so that you can know that your God is able to do anything but fail. He can pick you up, turn you around, place your feet. Look at somebody and just say, state it plainly. Here it is. After he told Jesus what the situation was, then he made his request of Jesus. Look what the text says. He said, here it is, Lord. I need you to come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and live. That was his request. He stated what the situation was. Said, my daughter's ill. She's at death's door. So my request of you, Lord, that you come with me to my house, that you lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, recover, and live. Are you with me? And so he made his request plain and simple to Jesus. He said, now that you have stated the situation plainly and have made your request, this is, Jesus wants that request to be heard so that you can understand that it is by the words of your own mouth that we can begin to activate the power of God. I had a grandmother used to tell me, don't come to me and not ask anything. You come in here fooling around, jumping around. What? Tell me what you want. If you don't want nothing, don't come in here and bother me. So many of us bother Jesus. We do all this hooping and hollering, get in his presence, and then don't ask for nothing. We don't want anything. Now, that's a whole separate thing. I'm not going to deal with that. But Jesus said, Jairus got into his presence. He got his attention. He stated the situation plainly. Then he simply made his request. Hebrews 4:16 says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find mercy to help in the time of need. We need to remember that God wants to hear our request. He wants to know. The Bible says we have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. God is concerned about how you feel. Look at somebody and say, I'm glad about it. I'm glad I have a God that is concerned with how I feel. I'm glad I have a God that is concerned about how I am doing. I'm glad I serve a God that is concerned about my welfare. I'm glad I serve a God that is concerned about my health. I'm glad I serve, God help me, I'm glad I serve a God that concerned and cares about me. Somebody say yes. Here it is. I'm wrapping it up. Here it is. So now you turned it. You came to Jesus. You humbled yourself before Jesus. You worshiped Jesus. You stated the situation plainly to Jesus. And you've now made your request of Jesus. Now it's only one thing left to do. Look at somebody and say, now put your faith in Jesus. Yeah, this is the submit button on the prayer request. Now put your faith in Jesus. Jesus said to Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead,
yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked Martha this question, believest thou this? Do you believe that I'm able to do what you ask? Look at somebody and say, put your faith in Jesus. He's able to do anything. Look at somebody and say, hit the submit button. Hit the submit button. Hit it by putting your faith into Jesus. Because when you put your faith in Jesus, the text says in verse 24, after receiving a proper prayer request, it says, so Jesus went with him. That's all he wanted. He said, I just want you to come with me. And because he submitted a proper prayer request, Jesus was obligated to go with Jairus and his wife back to his house. This is what the psalmist says. Psalm 91 and 15 said, he shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Look at somebody and says, God answers prayer. Jesus said, whatsoever ye ask in my name, he said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye ask anything in my name, he promised that I will do it. Look at somebody and say, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. If you submit a proper prayer request, you got God's word that he will. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the witness. John's first epistle says it like this. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. The only requirement on our part is to submit a proper prayer request. Somebody give the Lord glory in this place. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we thank you for hearing our request. Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have that whatever we ask according to your will, you promise. Taylor, be blessed this Sunday. And as we move into the Advent season, remember to submit a proper prayer request. To the listening audience, if you don't know this man called Jesus, you've never submitted a request in his name, Why not give your life to Jesus today? Why not make him your Christmas gift today? All the other things on your list cannot give you eternal life. But the Word of God tells us that God so loved the world that he gave the most wonderful gift ever. The only begotten of God, his only Son, Jesus Christ. And he gave a gift with this promise, that if you would just believe in him, that you would have everlasting life. And so I ask you today, online and here in the sanctuary, why not make Jesus your Christmas gift this year? Don't allow the season to end. Don't allow the new year to come in without accepting the greatest gift ever given. And his name is Jesus. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. That was a good word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you who are watching, that you may have a prayer request, or you've heard the pastor just explain to you salvation and you want to know more, or you are interested in becoming members of this church, we ask you to either call here at 215-748-4578, leave a message, we will reach out to you. Or you can go to our website and look above the top of the menus for prayers and also for membership. And again, leave your information, we will reach out to you, we will help you in your Christian journey. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we are going to transition to the next part of our service, and I'm going to call up our Deacon Abrams. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Taylor Nation. At this time, we will worship through our giving. And this morning you can give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, and by using the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and then follow the directions. And to give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered together in the sanctuary, today you will find two baskets near the side ramp, one for your tithes and offering, and the other to be a blessing to our pastor and his family. Amen. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And at this time, I will move into our announcements. On November 30th, there will be a webinar with the Penn State Law School concerning minority business development and the potential role of faith-based institutions. Our very own Pastor Ford and Deacon McCoy will be hosting. And I believe it's on the screen, but it's at Penn State Law. .psu.edu/events/perspectives-minority-business-development. Amen. On December 1st, Hanukkah and Christmas Bible study featuring Rabbi David Strauss from Mainline Reform Tabernacle and Pastor Carolyn Cabanis, who blessed us not that long ago from Bethel AME Church of Ardmore, and our very own Pastor Ford. This Wednesday night, on our Google Meet link, and it will be at our regular time between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., there will be a special Hanukkah and Christmas Bible study. December 5th, we will have our Holy Communion service. December 6th through the 10th will be our final 12-hour fast from 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. And that truly has been a blessing for us for the entirety of this year. On December 12th, after afternoon fellowship with Bible Union Fellowship to celebrate Pastor DeLoach's 16th pastoral anniversary. The service begins at noon, and our pastor is asking the church to join him, for he will be bringing the word. On December 19th, morning worship with Mainline Reformed Temple and St. Mark's Baptist Church. Pastor Scott will be the guest preacher, and Rabbi Strauss will give the benediction in Hebrew and in English. So please make plans to support Pastor Scott and Mainline Reformed Temple. On December 26th will be our regular morning service. On December 31st at 8 p.m., this is a virtual event. It will be a New Year's Eve service, and it will be hosted by the Curitans. Reverend John Curitan and his family will be hosting that event. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for this service, please reach out to Reverend Curitan. Amen. Beginning in January of 2022, we will be extending our Wednesday night Bible study from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. This will also include our prayer service, and the Curitans will be leading us during the prayer service. On January 2nd, 9th, and 16th, we will be having Holy Communion each Sunday. Our pastor will be teaching on communion each of these Sundays, and the pastor would like to make a special request that all members make an effort to be in attendance for these services. We will be utilizing both sanctuary and overflow so we can accommodate the membership as well as be compliant with CDC regulations. And the pastor always says, you know, not only does he give you spiritual leadership, but he blesses you with things that are just practical use for the community. There will be a paid internship. The Philadelphia Water Department is looking for a spring 2022 landscape design team intern. This is a paid part-time intern position, and it will go from January 17th through May 20th of 2022. The applications are due no later than Friday, December 3rd. Again, it's a part-time position. And only students that are actively enrolled are able to participate. Again, the term would be from January 17th through May 20th. Qualifications, the coursework or equivalent experience in plant identification and horticulture. And if you were part of our gardening series, I'm sure that probably qualifies you as well. And at this time, we will turn the service back over to our pastor, Pastor Jonathan Ford. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Abrams. Thank you all who are here today. Thank you to Taylor Nation for joining us online. I made a promise and I kept my word this Sunday. We're trying to give you back some of the time you lost last Sunday. So we thank God. Thank God for all of those who have served today in our worship experience. We thank God for you joining us and being a part of Taylor Nation. Our prayer for you is that you will go forward this week, be blessed, and also be a blessing. Amen. Shall we all stand? Our God and our Father, we thank you for the privilege that has been ours today. Thank you for allowing us to arrive here safely and allowing us to worship your name. We pray now that as we depart this place, but not your presence, that you would go with us, stand by us, stand up strong in the life and heart of believers everywhere, that we might tell the world of the goodness that God has given to us in the form of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we praise you. We thank you. And we bless your name. Amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor Nation.